Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Time for the Clips of the Week. And Andy, would you care to kick us off?
I would, and we start with Jim Proudfoot with team news.
And on the bench, Young, who, if he comes on, will be making his 200th United appearance in the 500th appearance of his career. Mata, Rashford, Bailly, Daley Blint, and a couple of others that I should have written down that didn't.
I admire Jim's honesty. Yeah, I do too. It's a very rare fox pass, and at least he was honest about it.
Of course, that's the best way.
Yeah. Now, this is John Hartson inadvertently letting slip news of a new Greek signing at Swansea.
Every single season for the past three or four, Paul Clement won his last four games last season as manager. Miraculous.
I think it's Miraculous. It's tremendous. Stavros Miraculous is coming in from AEK.
Yes.
And enjoy life in the Championship.
And we can't see David Ginola joining our old mate Andy Smart on his comedy store Improv All-Stars.
No, not really.
Let me put you in Wayne's position, OK? You're Wayne Rooney, you're 32.
Mine ain't not.
You're all right.
I'll just play along with
it. Just play along. That's the whole point, isn't it? There we are. Wouldn't be much of a night at the comedy store. So you're Wayne Rooney, but I'm not.
No.
Anyway, here's newsreader Jenny Barsby with Showbiz News.
And Ed Sheeran made £28 million last year. That's more than any other young British museum.
Oh, I love the old Ed Sheeran Museum. It's really good. They've got a whole room with his shirts in, just with his check shirts in.
You have your hair dyed red.
Yeah, they've got that special. They have an exhibition room, and they've got famous gingers through the years. Adrian's got his own little bit there, so it's like a hall of fame.
It's good, isn't it?
So, what's next?
It's the Moose, sweltering in the heat at Watford Newcastle last weekend.
Well, it's so hot here today, Adrian, that Rafa Benitez has taken his jacket off. He's still got the kind of weight coat. Weight coat?
What's a weight coat?
Well, something Moose would need, a weight coat.
I think a three-piece suit always like a weight coat. Yeah. And here's a caller to Jim White.
You can't blame, as you said earlier, appointing Sam Allardyce or David Moyes or Roy Kinnear.
I'd love to see Roy Kinnear, sadly no longer with us, but he would have been great
actor.
Managing in the... look at Steve Evans about him, I would imagine, on an actor from the Three Musketeers and all that.
Now, this is Alvin Martin discussing Andy Carroll's row with David Moyes.
And I think he's somebody that is going to be so vital, but it's important that he apologise to the manager, and the integrity of that dressing room is sacrament. It's the most important thing.
It is sacrament. It's sacrosanct and it's paramount. So that means it is sacrament.
I like that.
Yeah, it is good. Now, this is Sam Matterface at Chelsea versus Huddersfield.
He takes on two red shirts. Willian eventually centres it. One deflection, two, three deflection, four.
Five deflection, six deflection, seven deflection more. You're it, Sam. Faye Knight's Bagsy, no returns.
I still think he did it deliberately, but we'll see. And here's the TalkSport Caller of the Week to Jim White.
Much time wasting, whether you're playing at the top of the league or the bottom of the league. Everybody does it. It's a waste of time.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Time wasting is a waste of time.
Brilliant.
So, this is John Hartson. He's back and he's talking about his beloved Swansea and getting very PC, I thought.
When a team is relegated, it affects the whole academy. It affects the kit lady, the tea man.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not? Why can't that be the way
normally
things...
the other way around.
Normally the other way around.
Why not? Exactly.
That's true.
And it doesn't sound like travel reporter Jamie Sercombe is particularly happy in his work.
Talk Sport, traffic and travel.
It's been one of the worst bank holidays for a good number of years.
I think the sun's still shining, mate. You'll be out by six.
Quite enjoyed it.
Go and have a pint, sit in a pub garden, cheer up a bit. It might never happen. So this is Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues now with an interesting text topic.
I don't know if you heard at the top of the show, we were talking about picking a celebrity team, basically celebrity ladies that fish, famous female anglers. And we've got some great ones. Sarah in Maidenhead has said Oprah Winfrey.
Who?
Oprah? Well, yeah, she'll answer that. She'll give you a bit of a dirty look, but she will answer to it, won't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's next, Andy?
The listeners continue to respond with their own suggestions.
Yeah, they did.
Listen to this one. Morning, Nigel. The beautiful Terry Hatcher, who played Lois Lane.
Yeah, we all remember Lois Lane, don't we, in the Superman film. I was going to do a variation on Clark Kent, but I thought better of it. But Lois Lane.
Yeah.
And it does seem... Terry Hatcher, somebody who likes to go fishing.
I know, you wouldn't imagine
I just
that,
can't
you?
Imagine her like in the Beverly Hills Tackle Centre, going in buying two pints of maggots.
The Beverly Hills Tackle Centre.
Yeah. Well, imagine the rates. You'd have to really
on
sell...
On Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, you'd have to sell a lot of reels, won't you? Yeah. We're right next to Louis Vuitton. Fantastic thought, isn't it, in there? Just, I love to put the old gentle on me tongue on a cold day. They say it's an old wives' tale, but it works for me. It's Terry Hatcher in there. That would be fantastic. Yeah. Great. Had a great day.
Just desperate fishwives. I thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Four chub on the pole, just with luncheon meat and cheese. It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? She's in there in the old bivvy. It'd be fantastic making a cup of tea, Terry Hatcher. Well, Eva Longoria. Down in the old Barston Masters. It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Really?
And then she sits in Nigel's off. Keith can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, she does the show.
And she does the show. Terry Hatcher's Fisherman's Blues.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
And there's me and Nigel. And I got to go. I'm meeting Nuddy at four. Some night fishing. She's got a very deep voice, isn't she?
Yes.
Anyway, finally,
right.
It's competition time. No prize, just a bit of fun. And I just want you to listen to this clip from last weekend and tell us which Midlands football club our reporter Nigel Pearson supports.
For West Bromwich Albion, Dawson with a header, Isaac Scrabbler, yes! Oh my goodness me! West Bromwich Albion have scored! Can you believe it? Chris Brunt is celebrating, Hagaz is celebrating, 91 and a half minutes on the clock! And West Bromwich Albion have scored!
Marvellous.
Is it A, Wolverhampton Wanderers?
Yes.
Get the idea with that.
You do. Brilliant, though. Brilliant commentary.
Well done, Nigel. I thought you can understand that. Sadly, it was all in vain. All he did was give me three miserable days, so cheers, Nigel. But it was close. Anyway, thanks for everybody suggesting...
Blame Huddersfield.
Yeah, that's it. And he's blaming Huddersfield. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for everybody suggested clips. How many real names we got today? I've not looked at these. I think it worse. Thomas Maddox. Thank you, Thomas. At least you're a real person. Mm. Mad Andy Carroll. It seems unlikely. Beagle. Just answers to the name
that
Beagle.
That is our assistant producer, Mad Andy Carroll.
Oh, yeah, it could be. That's true, yeah.
Of
course. Well, not so much Mad, just Andy Carroll.
Well, that's true.
Roger in Durham.
Yeah.
Hammond Eggs.
No one's called Hammond Eggs.
Stephen Sand. That could be a real name.
That's probably a real name, yeah.
Steve Farmer. That's a real name.
Yeah.
Jamie Dickens.
That's definitely a real name.
Herbalty.
Herbalty? Yeah, it's possible. I mean, why would you make that up? Herbalty.
He's called Herb.
Oh, Herbal Tea.
Yeah.
Herbalty. Yeah. Herb, pretty good, yeah.
Herbal Tea. Yeah. Great. It depends how you say it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Bob McNeil. Andy Clayton. Chimpanzee. See, I even did. I helped you out there. I could have said chimpanzee, couldn't I? And it would have killed it for you, mate. Jason Ham.
Yeah, that sounds real.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done.
Okay, well, there we are. There's the clips of the week. And if you enjoyed and you want to hear them again, you can go to iTunes from 5 o'clock. It'll be there, along with the old clips. Not the clips, sorry, I've lost the plot. The Best Of Weekly podcast is now gone weekly, of course. So you can go and download that as well. That's already there.
Yeah, and Martin Kenner will be in next week's podcast.
He will.
I know you all like to catch up with what
you'll catch
doing,
up with Martin next week on Thursday when the new podcast is out. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089. You can tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We're going to need a day and a time. And we'll listen back, and if it's played, you can make up a stupid name and you'll get a credit.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.